We're going to start from the top of the Daf Chaf Amud Aleph in Psachim. We're going to start from the third line from the top. We're talking about a case over here where you shechted a carbon, you shechted an animal, and you found a needle inside the animal, and the needle was tameh. And the halacha was that the meat of the animal was tameh, but your hands were tahar. So the Gemara wants to know, starting from the third line, hi baster this kasha b'mai. How did this meat, in order for meat, for food in general, in order to be able to come tameh, it has to have a hechsher, has to have become wet or something like that in order to make it susceptible to be mekabel tumah. So this meat, how did it become tameh? This kasha b'mai. So inema this kasha b'dam. If you're going to say the dam, which normally dam is considered a liquid, is able to be machsher or something. So if you want to say the blood of the animal itself is what is machsherit, v'ha amr av chiyah barava amr av yoichanon minayim b'dam kachem she'enoi machsher. How do we know? This is a drush we saw before, that blood of a carbon is not cannot be used to be machsher. She'enemar lo yisoichlu al ha'aretz tishbachenu kemayim. That the blood that is machsher has to be poured on the floor, just like water would. Dam shenishbach kemayim machsher. If it's blood that's used to, that would theoretically be poured on the floor like water, then it could be used for being machsher. V'she'en nishbach kemayim ain't a machsher. But if it doesn't get spilled on the floor, it's not machsher. And over here, since this blood theoretically is supposed to be carried, caught in a cup in order to be able to do zrika and things like that, so it's not considered the type of blood that's spilled on the floor, so it's not machsher. So we're still left with our kasha. So what is used to be machsher the meat? And we're answered that was this kasha ben mashki beis mitzvahaya. So it suggests that maybe it's all the water that's around that they're used for washing the meat and the beis hamikdash and all that kind of water should be used for the hechsher. But that doesn't work either. V'amar Rav Yosi Rav Chanina mashki beis mitzvahaya, that when you have water that's in the beis hamikdash, lo yidayin, not only shein dachin, that the water itself is kasher, ela shein machshir, and that you can't even use to be machsher. So again, also that's excluded. That can't be what's machsher the meat over here. So Gemara says, fine, the idea, the mere fact that this has become kachim, that alone gives it such a kedusha that it's able to be, you know, something that's more kadosh, has more susceptible for tumah. So maybe that chibas hakodesh is a concept that it's able to make something, be able to be mekabel tumah. So Gemara says, however, Emer de mahanya lechibas hakodesh. When do we say the kasha that chibas hakodesh works in order for it to make it tamei lef sule gufe, to make it possible? Meaning that if it became tamei, okay, because of the chibas hakodesh, it's now possible that it can't be used. It's tamei for that it can't be used to the carbon anymore. L'nimne be rishon v'sheni nami. You're going to say that it can even be used to make it so susceptible for tumah that it could even be a rishon and a sheni, which we normally don't say, because if we would say that, which is too much, tipshoy to boy Reish Lakish, that would answer a question that Reish Lakish had. It said, Sarad Shal Menachas. Let's say you have a carbon menachas, which is a flower carbon, which has like a clump of flour, which oil didn't mix into it. And so that means the oil normally would be what would be used for being machsherit, because it's also a liquid. However, this is a clump. So the oil didn't get into the clump. So the halacha is Moinen by Rishon V'Sheni Oloi, and he asked whether or not that, and now it became tamei, it touched tumah. So we know it becomes possible, it becomes tamei, but does it become so tamei that it can even have tumah of a Rishon and a Sheni? And that was his question, according to what we just said, that this baster was able to be, the Chibas HaKodesh was enough to make it kosher, so the mincha also should be enough to make it a hechsher, to make it a Rishon and a Sheni, and we're not pushed at the Shaila. So that can't be what we're using over here to be machsher the meat either. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Kegoyin Shahoisa Parash Al Zivchei Shlomim. The case over here is that it was a carbon that is going to be used as a carbon shlomim. Now the difference is a carbon shlomim, especially the way Tosfos explains, is that you're going to want to use the skin. Since it's a shlomim, the owner of the animal itself gets to keep the skins. So in order to be able to take the skin off the meat after you shech the carbon, it's easier if you wash the animal first. So what they do was v'haviru v'nahar, they would bring it through the river v'shachta, and then they would shech the animal, and it was still wet v'adayin mashkin toifei echaleha, and there's still water on it. Okay, and therefore, and the water that's on it, so Rashi says the water that's on it's able to be machsher the meat, and that's how the meat was able to be, that was the hechsher that the meat needed in order for it to be able to be mekabel tumah. So that's the case. Tosfos learns a little bit different, and Tosfos says that the case is that the meat, that because you, again, brought it through the river in order for it to get wet, so the skin itself is wet, and since the skin is really a part of the meat, so the through the wetness of the skin, the meat is able to be mekabel tumah. It's one piece. There's no difference between them. So that's how it's able to be mekabel tumah. Either way, the point is that the water from the river is the water that's going to be used to be machsherit. So, fine. So the Gemara then continues. We said earlier in the Gemara last week, it says Beferish Hakol Tar. So we said if the needle was found in the meat, so then the meat is tummy. If it was found in the parish, is the dung of the animal, but was still, you know, hadn't come out yet. So if the needle is found in that, everything is tar. So the Gemara says V'nahad the parish when it's not the baser. So why doesn't the parish, the excrement, why doesn't that make the meat itself tummy? I'm Rav Adar Bar Abba, the parish Abba was talking about thick meat, thick parish, and therefore it's not a liquid. So if it's not a liquid, it's not able to be machsher the meat to make it mekabel tumah. We can even be talking about loose, that it's liquidy and it could be mekabel tumah. It's still not going to be metame anything. Mishum dehave mashka saruach, it becomes stinky water, which we had this concept before, that when you have stinky water that doesn't work, that it's not mekabel tumah. It's not, doesn't have a din of mayim anymore, and therefore it's not a machshir, and it's also not mekabel tumah. Bites of the Gemara then continues. Tani tano tamei de Rav Sheshes sheret metame es hamashka. This is a whole new case. You have a sheret which is tamei meis, which is tamei. Metame es hamashka, it makes the liquid that it touches tamei. Umashka metame es hakeli, and that liquid then it goes ahead and touches the keli and makes the keli tamei. Excuse me. The kli metame es ha'ochlin, and then the kli itself touches the food and it makes the food tamei. Va'ochlin mashkin, and then that food touches the liquid and it makes it metame es hamashkin, and makes the liquid then tamei. The problem is that that's a revi, right? Because you have the sheret touches water, touches a kli, which is a shani, touches the food, which is a shlishi, touches liquid, which is a revi. And then, but the end of the braisa says, "V'lamadnu shalish tumas b'sheretz." And then it says, "But we learn three tumas by a sheretz." So there's a lot of kashas on the braisa. And Rashi says the Gemara just asked the most obvious one. Hani arbahim. If you're counting, we just said it makes a revi. There are four. So why do we only count three? The Gemara answers, "Goyiz mashkin dereisha." So take off, because we started the whole case is that the sheretz touched liquid and the liquid touched the keli. So take out that case, make the case that the sheretz touched the keli directly. So the Gemara says, "Adar Abba, goyiz mashkin deseifa." If anything, the problem really is the liquid at the end, because the liquid at the end is the revi. So we should erase that case at the end. Why erase the liquid case in the beginning? The Gemara answers very simple. Because we never find that a liquid is metame a keli, and therefore since it's not metame a keli, so it doesn't make sense to make the case that the sheretz was metame the mashkin. So get rid of that case. So therefore the case is that the liquid touched that the sheretz touched the kli directly, and therefore and then the kli touched the oichel, and the oichel touched the mashke, and that's what you have your shlishi. So just to finish the sentence over here, because we stopped in the middle. So he says, "Le'ashkach antana da amar mashkin metamek kli el Rav Yehuda v'hader bay," and even Rav Yehuda, who originally thought that a liquid could be metamek kli, he himself was chayzer. Nobody holds that anymore. And the raya that he was chayzer, and the raya that this is the case because the simanach nezaisa, the raya, the simon to this, to remember it, is beer. Rashi has a very interesting pshat over here. Beer, because when you're making beer, what do you do first? First you bring a kli, then you put in the barley, then in other words, then you put in the oichel, and then you pour in the water. So when you make a kli, when you make beer, that's how you make it. You have a kli, oichel, and then mashke. And that's the case over here also, so that you'll remember that's what it's able to be, metame, and nothing more. So it doesn't start with the liquid, it starts with the kli. New case. Tanan Hossam, we learned over there, in Kalim, Sechtes Kalim, Sheretz, Shenimsa, Batanor. Now you find a sheretz, which is tame, inside the oven itself. Hapasha, Batoichai, Shniyot. The bread that's inside the oven, even though it didn't touch the sheretz, is going to be a sheni. Mipnei shahatana tchila, because the oven itself is a rishon, and the oven then makes the bread a rishon. So amalei ravad bar. Why do we say that the bread is as if it's touching the oven? Let's pretend, since we say everything in the oven is tummy, so it's as if the sheretz is all over the oven, so make it as if the sheretz fills up the entire oven and it touches everything directly. The tahave high pas rishayna, and then the pas should be a rishayna, not a sheni, because it should be as if the bread is touching the sheretz itself. We would never think that, the tanya, because we have a raya that it's not really that as if the sheretz is filling up the entire oven. The tanya, because we learned in the braisa, yochi yehe kol kelim etame me'avir kli cheres. You might think that other kelim. Now the raya over here is from a different point. Is the fact that sometimes you could have a keli inside the oven. Let's say you have a sealed keli. Imagine the oven is off. It just happens to be in an oven, and there's a dead sheretz inside it, and you have a sealed keli inside the oven also. So you might think that the sealed kelim are also tame. So that's what the Bryce says. Yachol yehi kol hakelim tamei min avir kli cheres. He might think that the other kelim inside the kli cheres are also going to be tamei. Tamei boi mikol asher b'seicha yitma. That everything that's inside it becomes tamei. V'samech lehi mikol ha'oichel. But then the next pasuk is that it's only food that becomes tamei. And we dash an oichel mitamei min avir kli cheres. Saying kol hakelim mitamei min avir kli cheres. So only food becomes tamei inside the oven, but not other kelim. So if other kelim don't become tamei, now if you understood, like the Gemara was suggesting originally, that the sheretz fills up the entire oven, everybody agrees that if the sheretz had touched the keli itself, it certainly would have made the keli tamei. So why is the sealed keli inside the kli cheres not tamei? Must be that you don't consider the sheretz that's inside the oven as if it fills up the entire oven. It doesn't fill up the entire oven, and that's why over here also it's not, it makes everything a sheni, not a rishon. Okay, new Gemara. Rav Chista, Rami Pischa, Pischa, Umeshani. Rav Chista is going to ask a contradiction in the halachas of Pesach, whether when we burn truma on Erev Pesach, on another halacha that we see, and is going to ask a stira, and then he's going to answer the stira. So let's see this. Let's see the question and the answer. His question is like this. Mi amar Rav Yishua shtein ka'achas, did Rav Yishua really say that you're able to burn both tahar truma and tamei truma together? V'ray minhu al eshku a stira. Amar Rav Yosi, ein an izin doim l'rayah. Rav Yosi said, how could you compare the two? Why? Because even when they testified and they said that it's mutter, al mahe idu, what did they say was mutter? Imal abosa shatame bivlad hatuma. He said, if you have meat that's tummy, but it's a vlad, it's a lesser tumah. It says you're allowed to burn it with meat that became tummy, even an avatuma. However, if you notice, zet tummy, the zet tummy. In both cases, both of them are tummy, it's just different levels of tumah. Or another case is, or the case that the second case that we had in the Mishnah earlier, that if you have oil that became possible from a tful yoim, you're able to light it in a candelabra that became tami tami meis. Also, is that possible? Is that tami? So one's a lesser tumah and one's a bigger tumah. So I also agree that if you have truma that is a lesser tamei, that you can burn it together with a truma that's more tamei. Fine, that makes sense. But you want to suggest, how did you say, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that you're even allowed to burn truma, which is a suffix, whether or not it's even tummy in the first place, together with something that's for sure tummy? How are you allowed to do that? That was never any case like that. Because maybe Eliyahu HaNavi will come and tell you that that suffix truma was really not tummy at all. You made a mistake. It's not. It's really completely tar. So how are you allowed to? So if so, how are you allowed to burn them? Now the problem is that this comes out that according to Rabbi Yosi, he's saying that it's not mutter to burn the two together, and we had in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua said that you're allowed to burn the two together. That's his contradiction. Umashani, and he answers this contradiction by simply saying, "Hi, Rabbi Shimon, Valdiva the Rabbi Yeshua is according to Rabbi Shimon that says you're not allowed to burn them together. Ha, Rabbi Yosi, this is according to Rabbi Yosi that says you, Rabbi Yosi that you're not allowed to burn them together. Valdiva the Rabbi Yeshua." So it's a machlekes in Rabbi Yeshua Shita between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yosi, whether or not you're allowed to burn them together. So it's not a contradiction, it's a machlekes. The Tanya, where do we see this machlekes? Yudal Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, let's say you have Erev Pesach, Yudal, that comes out on Shabbos itself. So you can't burn your chametz on Shabbos. So everybody would agree that on Erev Pesach itself, after the Truma becomes mamish possible, there's nothing else you can do with it, you're allowed to burn it. But the problem is that you're going to have to burn your chametz on Friday, which isn't even Erev Pesach, which is the day before Erev Pesach. So how are you allowed to burn everything together? So the halacha is ma'av mivarin es hakol milufnei Shabbos. You have to burn everything erev Shabbos. V'sarf in truma tameya tuluyas v'tahirus, and you're allowed to burn all different types, whether it's completely tameh, whether it's a suffix tameh, or even tar. Divrei Rameir says you can put everything together. But here's the important shita: Rabbi Yosi omer tahira b'fnei atzma if it's completely tar by itself, but tuluya b'fnei atzma, and a suffix also has to be completely by itself. But tameya b'fnei atzma, and if it's tameh, you can burn them together. But the point is you can't even mix a suffix with a vaday tameh. That's Rabbi Yosi's shita. So that's one shita that we held that it's usher to mix them. I'm Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon said, "Lainech l'kul Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua ala tahira v'ala tameya." There was never a machlekes between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua what to mix them together. If they're completely tar, you have to keep them separate, and a completely tamei, you keep them separate. Shein tarfen ala tluya, shein tarfen. Excuse me. That those two you can't burn together. Ala tluya v'ala tahira shesarfen. And also, everybody agrees. This is the way Rabbi Shimon explains. Everybody agrees that you could mix a suffix with tahar because it's not a problem, because maybe the suffix is really tahar also. Ama nechleku ala tuluya matmeya. to mix together a suffix with something that is completely tamei. Why should Rabbi Eliezer omer tisar zubatma v'zubatma? So according to Rabbi Eliezer, he says no, you can't mix the two together because one of them may be tar. Rabbi Yeshua omer, but in Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, this is where they argue. He says shtein ka'achas, you could burn them together. So now we see that according to Rabbi Shimon says that you could, according to Rabbi Yeshua at least. In Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shimon says that you could mix a suffix with a vaday tamei. Okay, so it's not a stira anymore. It's a machlekas. Rabbi Yossi says you can't mix them together. And according to Rabbi Shimon, in Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, you could mix them together. Problem is, you're saying that Rabbi Yossi is the one that says you can't mix them together. The problem was, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi talking, and in our Mishnah it says that you could mix them together. So Rabbi Yossi's shita is backwards. So the Gemara answers, Hachi Ka'amri, really Rabbi Yossi never held that way. Hachi Ka'amri, Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Meir, what Rabbi Yossi was saying in Rabbi Meir's shita, he's saying like this, Afilu Reb Shimon, Ba'aliba, the Rabbi Yeshua, the Mekel, even according to Rabbi Shimon that says Rabbi Yeshua holds that you're allowed to mix the two together, he Mekel, but Tluya V'tmeo. This is what Rabbi Yossi was talking. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold this way, but he's saying, even according to you, you even said that you can only mix a suffix with something that's Vadai Tomei. You can mix those two together. Avo V'tahai Reb V'tmeo Loi. But when something's completely tar with something that's completely tummy, for sure nobody agrees that you're allowed to mix the two together. So that's it's not a stira. So it comes out lemaskana that you have a machlekas Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon about whether or not you're allowed to mix a suffix together with a vaday tummy. According to Rav Yossi, you cannot. And according to Rav Shimon, when he's explaining Rav Yeshua Shita, he says that you may. Okay, that's the end of that gemara. Next gemara says Rav Yossi Rav Chanina Rami Truma Apischa. Rabbi Yossi asks a contradiction from the halacha of Truma, whether you're allowed to burn them together, from the halacha of Erev Pesach that we just learned, whether or not you're allowed to mix them together, Umashane, and he also is going to have a teretz. And so now we're going to ask the contradiction. It says like this, Rabbi Yeshua shtein ka'achas, did Rabbi Yeshua really say that you're allowed to burn Suffolk, Tomei, and Tomei together? V'rayminu, I'll ask you a contradiction. So this is the brisa that we saw before. Chavish shel Truma, shenolu by Suffolk Tuma. If you have a barrel that's full of truma and it has a suffix whether or not it's tamei or not, and you don't know what to do with it. Now, the halacha is if it's vadei tamei, if it's oil, you're allowed to burn it. If it's kosher, you're allowed to eat it. So the question is, what do you do with it now that it's a suffix? So Rabbi Eliezer says, if it was in a dirty spot, meaning someplace that it could potentially become really tamei that people don't care about and it'll become tamei, you should hide it in a safe place so it shouldn't become vadei tamei. In other words, you're not allowed to allow it to become tamei for sure. And if it was uncovered, again, easy to become tamei, you should cover it. That's Rabbi Elazar's shita, you should protect it. Rabbi Yeshua says just the opposite. If it was in a hidden place, you should bedafka, put it in some place where it can easily become tamei. And if it was covered, you should uncover it. So we see that all of a sudden over here, Rabbi Yeshua is saying that you're allowed to make it tummy. And we learned, in according to Rabbi Yossi Shita, that Rabbi Yeshua Shita is that you're not allowed to make things dafka tummy. The Gemara answers, okay, it's not a contradiction. Grama in b'yadayim loy. Sorry, excuse me, this is part of the kasha. Grama in b'yadayim loy. But even according to Rabbi Yeshua that says that it's mutter, he's only saying it's mutter because you're not actually doing it on your own. You're putting it in a place where it has greater potential to become tamei. But you can't go ahead and make it tamei. If so, you can't go ahead and burn. On Pesach, we were saying you're allowed to burn the suffix tumah together with the real tumah. That's mamish making something that's a suffix really tamei. So it's a contradiction about whether or not that kind of thing is mutter to make it, to mix a suffix together with a vadei. That's the contradiction. Umashani and the Gemara, and he has the same teretz. Rabbi Yosi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yosi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yeshua. So we said before, according to Rabbi Shimon, you are allowed to mix something suffix with a vada, and according to Rabbi Yosi, you're not allowed to mix. So it's not a contradiction because our Mishnah once again is according to Rabbi Yosi that says you're not allowed to mix. Sorry, excuse me. Our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon that says you are allowed to mix, and that's why you're on Erev Pesach you're allowed to mix the suffix with the vada. That's the second line of the Gemara. The third contradiction of the Gemara is as follows. Rabbi Lozer, Romi, Truma, Atruma, Umashani. So he asks a similar type of kasha. He asks the contradiction by asking the halachas of Truma against the halachas of Truma itself. Again, these are halachas that we're just familiar with. The halacha by Truma was that you're not allowed to make a tamei be a dime. And he answers from another braisa. Umiyam Rabbi Yeshua Groma in be a dime loi. So we just said 2 seconds ago that Rabbi Yeshua said that it's only mutter if it happens by accident. But you're not allowed to purposely go ahead and do it be a dime and make it tamei. Is that really true for a minute? I'll ask you a braisa, a stira from another braisa that we've seen already. Truma, Chavashal Truma Shanishbaro Begas. Let's say you had a barrel that was filled with truma that it broke in a press, in an area with a press. The gas al yona, but it's in the upper press, and the problem is it's dripping down into the bottom press. The tachta chulin tamein, and the bottom press has chulin in it, but it's tamei. So chulin tamei normally is not a problem. The problem is that you have truma now that's dripping in. So it's going to drip in. That truma, when it drips into the lower oil, it's going to become tamei. So what do you do in that situation? So the halacha is Moed Rabbi Lozer, it should be Vir Rabbi Yeshua. Both of them agree. Shem Yochel Lahatzal Mimena Revius Petahiro Yato. If you can go ahead, the problem is till you go ahead and get another barrel and you catch it. So if you, by the time you come back and catch the broken barrel in a new barrel, you'll be able to save at least the Revius and keep it as Truma Tahiro. So then it's worth it. You should do that and don't worry about the rest of it. Just let, as long as you can save enough of a Revius, it's worth it. However, the imlav, let's say you won't be able to save a revius. Rav Elazar says you should let it drop and it become tamei, and don't let it. But you're not allowed to make it tamei. That's the point. Rav Yeshua Aimer, yitamena biyad, you said you can go ahead and make it tamei purposely. Oh, so here we see that according to Rav Yeshua, you're allowed to make it tamei purposely, and we just said from the Brisa before that according to Rav Yeshua, you're only allowed to let it happen by accident, but you're not allowed to do it purposely. You're not allowed to let it mamish become tamei. Meaning, the advantage is by making it tamei. What do we mean? By grabbing a keli that is tamei, you're going to make the truma that's dripping down tamei in the kli that you produce, and it's going to keep the chulin underneath, which is tamei, but it's going to keep it just as chulin, and it's not going to have any truma, and it's not going to be a problem. So that's going to save the chulin underneath. You're saving the chulin underneath by making the truma on top purposely tamei. So we see that according to Rabbi Yeshua in this price, so Rabbi Yeshua is saying that you're allowed to make truma tamei on purpose. Based on what we said before, you're only allowed to do that by accident. You're not allowed to do it on purpose. So that's the contradiction. So Mishani, and we answer the same thing. Something else. Shani hasam de'ika hefted chulin. Over here in our case, remember, the truma is dripping down into the chulin, and if we allow it to drip down, what's going to happen is it's going to make the chulin a tremendous loss. It's going to make all the chulin underneath, it's going to make it tamei, and chulin that's mixed together with truma is not going to be usable for anything, because it's not chulin anymore, and now it's truma tamei, you can't really use it for anything. So therefore, it's kedai to save it so that it doesn't ruin the chulin underneath. As opposed to the case before where the barrel itself was truma, there was no heter to make the truma itself vadai tamei. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Maskif la Rava, so Rava asks a kasha in Svara, Masnisa Nami, Ika Hefsedetin. According to our Mishnah, now when we say our Mishnah, we mean our Mishnah in Pesachim, which requires that you would theoretically have to burn the Safek Truma separately from the Vadei Truma, because you don't want to make a Tamei for sure. So there's going to be a tremendous loss of money, because if you have to make two separate fires, you have to use additional wood, and it costs, there's an extra cost involved. So why aren't we worried about that loss? So Amalei Abai, Lehefted Meru B'Choshashu, Lehefted Mu'at Loi Choshashu. That for a tremendous loss, when there's a whole bat of oil underneath, it's all chulin, and you're not going to be able to use it anymore, that's a tremendous loss. So that we want to protect, and therefore we're going to make a suffix, we're going to allow you to make it into a vade. But when it's just a matter of making an extra fire, it's going to cost you an extra couple twigs, for that we're not going to really give you a heter to make shuma, suffix shuma tame on purpose. That's the answer. Now the Gemara says conceptually, how do we know that there's a difference, that Chazal were concerned if there's a big loss of money, we are concerned if there's a small loss of money, we're not concerned. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Chavish al Shemin Truma, Shanishbara Begas al Yonah, it's the same case. If you have a barrel of oil that broke in the upper press, and again, it's a betachtan of chulin tamei, and it has underneath it chulin tamei. It's going to drip in. So he said, "Moed Rabbi Loza, the Rabbi Yeshua, she'en yachal lahatzim b'mena revius b'tahira yatzil." And again, if you're able to save it completely b'tahira, so you should save it v'en la. But if you can't save it, teir v'titamei, then you should allow it to become tamei. V'aliyat b'mena v'yad, but you're not allowed to make a tamei b'yadayim. Now, before we were talking about chavash al truma. We're talking about wine. Now we're talking about oil. And here, and before, we said by the wine that we were allowed to, if you weren't going to be able to save it, according to Rabbi Loza, you were allowed to let it drip on purpose. And here, you're not allowed to do it b'yadayim. So what's the difference? Maishna shemen deroy lahadlik. So you're going to tell me the difference is that oil, even when it's tamei, you're able to burn it, because the halacha is truma tamei, you're allowed to use the fire. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to put it in food, but you're allowed to use it for fire. It's based on a gzeiros hakosuv. in any event, so you're going to say, well, it's not such a tremendous loss because I could still use it for a fire. Yainami roi lezilup. But wine, we don't do this nowadays. In the old days when they had dirt floors, so in order to keep the dirt down, they would sprinkle either water, but if they wanted it to smell good, they would use wine. They would sprinkle wine on the floor, and that would keep the dust down. In any event, so if wine, again, if it becomes tame, truma tame, you're not allowed to eat it, but you are allowed to use it to sprinkle it on the floor. So if you're going to tell me that the reason why oil I'm not allowed to make a tame, I am allowed to make a tame because I could use it, I could still light it. Wine also, I shouldn't care. I should allow it to become tame because I could still let it. I could still use it to be dripping on the floor. V'chi tema zilus lav milsehi. And if you'll tell me, dripping on the floor doesn't count. It's not a real use. If you're going to make that argument, he says shoyisin milug b'sela. If you want to buy wine to drink, you should spend one sela. Umezalfin milug b'shtayim. But if you're going to buy wine for the purpose of dripping it on the floor, you should spend two sela, which is even more. So we see you're spending more money on the wine that you're using to pour on the floor than the wine that you're actually drinking. So we see that pouring wine on the floor is not such a little thing, and it you spend a lot of money on it. And if you're going to spend a lot of money on it, so there is an element of loss over here. So what's the difference between the loss of the truma versus the loss of the wine? You could use it also equally to spill on the floor. My answer is b'chadash. The case over here happens to be that it's new wine. New wine doesn't smell so strong, and therefore the whole purpose of pouring it on the floor, to use wine to pour on the floor, is something that you're going to, that you get the smell. It creates a smell in the house. But if you're going to use new wine doesn't have a strong smell, so therefore it doesn't. It doesn't have that purpose of dripping on the floor. That's why it has no purpose. So you're not allowed. So that's why we're worried about the loss of the wine if you let it become tummy. So the Gemara says, "V'aroy liyashnes." Oh, fine. Today it's new wine, but I could let it sit for a while, and then it'll become old wine. So the Gemara answers, "Is asibe lidei takolo." The problem is, if I let it sit around, as we mentioned, now it's tummy, you're not allowed to eat it. And if it's sitting around, and somebody's going to see a barrel of wine sitting around, somebody's going to accidentally maybe drink it and not realize that it's tummy, so leaving it around is a problem. So the Gemara says, "Sheminami asibe lidei takolo." So what are you saying? And the oil, it's not a concern because you could use it for a fire. I mean, you're not going to use a whole vat of oil in one shot. You're also going to let it sit around. So why aren't we concerned that by letting the oil sit around that somebody's going to make a mistake with it? So the Gemara answers, the Rami Le B'Kli Mois. The difference is that you're going to put the oil into a disgusting kli that nobody's going to accidentally put into their food because the oil will become disgusting. For purposes of lighting, it still works. But for purposes of eating, nobody's going to eat it anymore, so nobody's going to make that mistake. The Gemara says, "Yainami rami lei b'kli mois." So fine, so I'll put the wine in a disgusting barrel also. Nobody's going to make that mistake of drinking it either because it'll be disgusting. So the Gemara says, that's not an option because l'zilif kaboilo, you're using it to drip on the floor so that it smells good. B'kli mois rami lei, you're going to put it into a disgusting kli. So therefore, that's not an option. It's not an option to put wine that you're going to use for its smelling purposes. You're going to end up putting it into a kli that's going to make it smell disgusting. Whereas oil, it has nothing to do with the smell. So you can put it into a barrel that doesn't smell so good, and therefore nobody's going to make a mistake of accidentally eating it. Okay, so that's the difference. The bottom line is that by the wine, if I make it tame, I have no use for it because I'm going to have to destroy it. I can't let it sit around. And I can't, and it's expensive because I need it. Otherwise, I would use it for dripping on the floor, but I can't let it sit around, so it's a tremendous loss. I have to protect it. Whereas oil, there's not such a need for me to protect it because worst case scenario is I'll use it for lighting oil instead of eating oil. Now the Gemara continues and says, "Fatakala asma tenayi." This whole business of whether we're concerned that something bad may happen as a result of leaving it around, a mistake may happen, is actually a machlekes tenayim about whether or not we are worried about that in general. The tanya we learned in the brayso, chavash shel yayin. If you have a barrel of wine shel truma shenitma, that it was of truma and it became tummy, so now you can't use it anymore. So what do you do with it? Beishama yarmim tish by chavol. Beishama says pour it out immediately, like a rope, just pour it right out. You can't use it at all. Don't keep it around. Beishil yarmim tasa ziva. Beishil says, oh, okay, it's not such a big deal. Fine, I can't eat it anymore, but I'll use it to drip on the floor. That's the point. Whether or not we're concerned by leaving it around, whether somebody's going to make a mistake with it. Beishama says, nope, we're worried. Get rid of it right away. And Beishil says, no, don't worry about it. You'll use it when you get around to it. Amrav Yishmol v'Rav Yosi. So Rav Yishmol v'Rav Yosi says, ani achriya. I'll decide. I'll tell you. Really, it's not such a big machlekes. But Sada, if you're in the field and it's a matter of bringing it home, So then you're keeping it around too long, tishpah chavoli, so you have to pour it right away. But bias, if it's in your house already, so then tasa silas, you can use it. It's in your house already, you can use it for dripping on the floor. Ikata ami, there are those that make a difference, say the other way. The chadash, if it's new, and it's a matter of leaving it around for a long time, so then tishpah chavoli, you should pour it out right away. B'yashan, if it's already old wine, where you're going to be able to use it right away, so tasa silas, if you should use it, you could use it for dripping on the floor. Anyway, so that's where Yishmael wants to be pushed at the machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Amar Loi, but his Talmidim said to him, no. Ein achras, shlishim achras. So they said, this is a general concept, that a third opinion can't be pushed at a shayla. In other words, if you want to be part of the machlekes, that's one thing. But if you want to take an old machlekes and you want to explain it in a way by saying, well, I want to apply one shita in one case and another shita in another case, but that's okay if the two people that have the machlokes are actually arguing about your point. Meaning, if they argue in two scenarios, and you want to say, well, in one of the scenarios I hold like him, and in another scenario I hold like him, like the other mandiyamer, that's fine. However, in order to be able to do that, it has to be that the mandiyamer in the machlokes itself had those two scenarios in mind, and then you could pick which one you hold like in each one of the scenarios. But when they didn't qualify their machlokes based on a scenario, you can't create scenarios and say, well, in some scenarios I hold like this, in some scenarios I hold like that. That's considered a whole new shita. And if you're somebody, a mandiyamer that comes in much later into the deal, you're not part of the original machlokes, you're not on the same level as the original machlokes, so then you cannot go ahead and make up a third shita. Because that's called Enachros Shlishis Machras. A third shita is not able to make up the difference. Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up Emirat Hashem next week right over here on the top of Sof Aleph Amud Aleph.